This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The two-day conference of governors began at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. President Draupadi Murmu is presiding over the conference. This is the first conference of governors being presided over by the President Draupadi Murmu. Governors of all states are attending the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers are also attending the conference. The agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and development of focused areas. Governors will deliberate these agenda items in various breakaway groups. In the concluding session, these groups will make presentation before the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other participants. A massive search operation is underway in Wayanad, where a major landslide last Tuesday caused heavy damage to life and property. Army personnel, police and rescue workers have fanned out in the affected areas in search amongst the rubble and debris spread over large tracts of altered landscape. The search teams are assisted by sniffer dogs of the army and the police. Meanwhile, the death toll in the tragedy has crossed the 300 mark. Latest reports said 308 persons have lost their lives in the tragedy. Over 7,000 persons have been accommodated in 91 relief camps in the district. Meanwhile, the army said it has found 4 persons alive at Padavettikunnu area in the landslide-hit Wayanad district. The survivors include a woman and a girl. The girl has an injury on her leg. The army said their evacuation by air is being coordinated. U.S. President Joe Biden has expressed his deepest condolences on the deadly landslides in Wayanad, Kerala. In a statement released yesterday, Mr. Biden extended his and his wife's deepest condolences to all those affected by the deadly landslides. He said their prayers are with the victims of this tragic event and they mourn with the families who have lost their loved ones. The Indo-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that monsoon will be active over northwest India during the next 2 days and over central India during the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD said extremely heavy rainfall will prevail over parts of Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Goa and Gujarat till tomorrow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan till the 3rd of this month. Similar conditions will prevail over parts of Karnataka, Kerala, Assam, Meghalaya, Jharkhand, Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal. The weather agency added that scattered to fairly widespread rainfall will descend over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan during the week. In Uttarakhand, the Kedarnath Yatra has been temporarily halted due to landslides on the trekking path. Meanwhile, a coordinated effort by SDRF, NDRF, DDRF, police and district administration has successfully evacuated over 2,000 people stranded along the Yatra route. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial inspection of the affected area. He also held a ground inspection and took an overview of the various arrangements at the rescue camps. The Indian Air Force, IAF, is undertaking simultaneous humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in Uttarakhand Hills. It said following the recent cloudburst incident, IAF Chinook and Mi-17V5 helicopters are positioned at Gaucher, actively deploying NDRF teams, relief material and conducting search and rescue operations. U.S. President Joe Biden discussed new American military deployments to counter Iranian threats of direct attack against Israel during a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night. The White House said in a statement that President Biden reaffirmed his commitment to Israel's security against all threats from Iran, including its proxy terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. In Paris Olympics, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen will eye for a semi-final spot as he will be facing 12th seed Chinese Taipei Chou Tianchen in the quarterfinals of men's singles badminton today. This evening, Sen is currently the only surviving Indian badminton player at the Olympics. On the other hand, two-time bronze medalist at this Olympics, Manu Bhakar will begin her campaign in the women's 25-meter pistol shooting event qualification round at noon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.